The Buffalo Sabres got a much-needed win Wednesday in Calgary. They finish a Western road trip tonight in Vancouver. And Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Jack Eichel had the game winner in that 4-3 overtime win over the Flames, ending a three-game losing streak. The Sabres have been struggling. They had lost 9 of their last 12 games. Before that, they've fallen out of a playoff spot. They needed that win badly.
You're right, they needed that win badly. And to me, that was the most significant win of the year. They've fallen in recent weeks, and they've fallen hard. And you could say that they've played well in a lot of those games, and they deserve to win some of them. But the bottom line is that they've fallen in about 7 weeks from first overall in the league to out of the playoffs. And it was getting to the point where if they lose another game or two or three, I mean, they could fall 8 points out of the race. And at that point, I mean, the odds of them getting back into one of the playoff spots is very low. And coming off just a really awful effort, maybe their worst of the season, Monday at Edmonton, to beat the Calgary Flames, who had won 5 straight games, first in the Western Conference, it was a terrific win, really. And it reminded me of a lot of their wins earlier in the season, where it wasn't a perfect game, but they just found a way. When every time the Flames punched them, they punched back, they responded, they didn't flinch. And it resulted in a win. Maybe if the Sabres do make the playoffs, that we could look back as kind of a turning point. And if you're a hockey fan, that's just a fun game to watch. I mean, the Flames are just wildly entertaining. The Sabres can be entertaining. Both teams went back and forth. There were 7 goals. Jack Eichel, who needed a goal very badly, he's started to struggle a little bit. Scores a highlight reel overtime goal. It was just, if you're a hockey fan, it was a fun game to watch.
Well, Linus Ullmark was in goal for that win in Calgary. Starter Carter Hutton has run into a rough patch. He's lost 8 of his last 9 starts. He was pulled after giving up 5 goals in Edmonton. He's been the victim of some bad bounces, some odd goals. Do you think we'll start to see more of Ullmark down the stretch?
I think it's a very real possibility that Linus Ullmark could start to steal more playing time from Carter Hutton. I fully expect to see him tonight in Vancouver. And Carter Hutton had a terrific start to the season. He was pretty much entrenched as the Sabres' number one goalie. This is his first time as a starter. But over the last month or so, he just hasn't quite been the same. I don't think necessarily he's playing poorly. He's gotten very low goal support. He was a hard luck loser many nights. But he just hasn't been up to that early season standard. We've seen a couple recent games he gave up bad goals. There was a Bruins game in overtime. He gave up a weak goal. There was an Islanders game. He gave up a weak goal late. And as you say, he's had some hard luck. Last Friday in Carolina and Monday at Edmonton, he had 5 goals in about a 65-70-minute span that bounced in off guys and took weird hops. So it's not all him. But Linus Ullmark has been better recently, and I expect him to start tonight. And a lot of people thought at some point Linus Ullmark, whether it was this year or next year or whenever, that he would start stealing playing time from Carter Hutton and become the Sabres' number one goalie. And I'm not sure if that's quite happening yet, but Linus Ullmark is the better goalie right now.
Well, there was a report this week that defenseman Nathan Beaulieu has requested a trade. He hasn't been playing much lately. We'll be talking a lot about the trade deadline in the coming weeks. We do expect the Sabres to be buyers this year. What should they be looking to acquire?
Well, I think they have a lot of needs, and that starts with scoring. I mean, like everyone, they need more scoring. They need more secondary scoring. We've seen the secondary scoring bump up a bit in recent games, and it wasn't a surprise that they won on Wednesday against Calgary by getting goals from guys like Jake McCabe and Evan Rodriguez. They need more scoring. I think more forward depth would help. More defense depth would help. The Nathan Beaulieu thing is interesting to me. He's had a terrific comeback season. He did not have a good season last year. He took it to heart. He changed. And he's quietly been one of their bigger surprises, in my opinion. But the blue line's better, and he's the odd man out many nights. And it's probably hard for him to handle. He's in a contract year, and it's hurting him not playing. But is trading him really the wise thing? I mean, you always need defensemen. Another one's going to get hurt at some point. I mean, we've seen at times in recent years where the Sabres are down to their 11th, 12th defenseman. Nathan Beaulieu's going to get an opportunity to play again. It's just a matter of when. And right now, Casey Nelson's hurt. They have guys in Rochester, Brendan Gooley, who's a terrific NHL prospect, but I think they want him to play more in the AHL. So I don't know if trading Nathan Beaulieu, unless you get basically a Nathan Beaulieu type back, is really a wise move.
Sabres in Vancouver tonight, and then they're off until January 29th on their bye week. Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Omar.